It takes the overdose death of a celebrity, Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, to grab the headlines, but there have been 100,000 fatal overdoses in this country in the past 10 years due to narcotic painkillers. Dr. Andrew Kolodny formed Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing to educate doctors who overprescribe.
They're not all pill mills, or some of them are pill mill operators and some of them are drug dealers, but I think there are many who are probably telling themselves that they're really helping people, but I think deep down inside, they're aware that many of the patients they're prescribing these medications to are being harmed rather than helped.
Dr. Kolodny heads the psychiatry department at Maimonides Medical Center. He points out that most of the patients now being prescribed oxycodone are young adults.
And you have to wonder why 20 to 30-year-olds would be requiring massive doses of a medication that's more appropriately prescribed to people at the end of life with cancer pain.
Dr. Kolodny calls this a real public health mess.
Once people become addicted, they've got a problem for the rest of their life, and it's a problem that may kill them.
Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News. Doctors who routinely overprescribe highly addictive painkillers have created a public health crisis, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Dr. Andrew Kolodny formed Physicians for Responsible Opioid Prescribing to try and educate doctors to the dangers.
You'll often hear about a teenager who has his or her wisdom teeth removed, and instead of getting a few tablets, they're given 30 or 60 tablets of a narcotic painkiller, which then wind up back in the dorm room and shared with friends or sold or traded.
And those teenagers don't know that they're playing with fire with a drug like OxyContin. Why are doctors overprescribing? Dr. Kolodny finds it's all about convenience.
There are many patients who have what we would call aberrant drug-taking behavior, meaning they're coming in early and they're saying that they lost the prescription or it fell down the toilet, or they're aggressively demanding more medication.
A primary care physician doesn't have the time to argue with an irate patient.
To simply write the prescription, that's the ticket to get the patient out of the office, and it's the easiest thing to do.
Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.